Tag could hardly believe what he was hearing.
I never knew Sonny Rath to turn and run from anything in his life. What was he afraid of?
Ribro's reply was immediate.
The Red Warriors. That was it. I remember now. Sonny said to us there'd be Red Warriors, or something like that, coming after us. We ran like blazes. Because he said that they didn't take prisoners and he'd leave behind any beast who couldn't keep up. We went dashing off west to the Dunelands by the sea. Sawney made clan beasts cover the trail with stalks of wild mint, and they had to brush the ground behind us. One thing, though, Sawney wouldn't let no beast near you, except Grisul. I saw him ruin a fox's paw for life with that blade, just for going near you. What was his name now? Let me see. Felch! Ah, that was the fox. Aye, Felch.
Tag was intrigued by the tale. Pieces began to fit together.
Tell me more about these Red Warriors who were coming after you. Did you ever see them? Why did Sawney fear them?
Ribro shook his head.
We never seen them. Would have took a bird to keep up with us. We were running that fast. Wait, I remember old Grisul saying something about a bell. The sound of the bell. Aye, that was it. Beware the sound of the bell. The very words she spoke. Listen, that's all I can remember. We was never allowed to come near you when you was growing up. Sawney saw that you got the best of everything, victuals and training too. Only times I ever saw you, I had to bow my head and say, Zan, Juskarath, Tagarung. All the clan did too. I've told you all I know. 'Twas Groven who started the landslide, not me. You won't slay me, will you, Tagarung? Say you'll spare me.
Tag grabbed some rope and bound Ribro tightly for the night.
I'll spare you if you don't make another sound tonight. Now, shut up and get some sleep. We'll decide what to do with you tomorrow.
Tag slept knife and paw by the fire, his dreams teeming with red warriors and clanging bells. Sometimes he saw the mouse warrior, and he too was red. Tag called after him.
Dana! Dana!
The mouse warrior raised his sword and called back.
Martin!
Everything became jumbled then. The face of Sawney Rath, poor dead pygmy shrews buried beneath the avalanche of debris, then Valak Bowbeast, grimacing evilly as he notched an arrow to his bow. The Bowbeast loosed the shaft. Tag's mind flew back to the soft red room, and he saw the otter's face clearly. Except for the tattoos, he felt as if he were looking at himself. It was his father! Tag felt the arrow strike his heart and water splash his face as he fell back into the ford.
Wake up, mate! Look at what's happened to your prisoner!
Nimbala was crouching over him in the early dawn, splashing ice-cold mint and rose-hip tea from a bowl onto Tag's face.
Come on, matey, look! They brought us breakfast.